Blog Talk Radio.
All praise and magnificent name of the Lord. Hello, everyone. Happy September to each and every one of you. Yes, we are excited about this day and this month, and we're excited, number one, about the things that the Lord is doing. And that we want to welcome all of you again to the Prayer Army Blog Radio. And I'm your host for the day, Sister Hagen. So why not call a friend, call a neighbor, and get ready to enjoy the broadcast with us. As you know, for the past years, we have been visiting the prayer cells and seeing what everyone is doing. And for today, we're just going to be visiting. We're going to be visiting in a very special way. Today, we'd like to take up a new challenge with you. And it's a prayer challenge. Either we would like to challenge each and every one of you to pray with us at least for 15 minutes. And I know that may seem like a big block of time for some of you, but we want to see how many days in the month of September that we'll be able to get some prayer in. So do pass along with our family and friends and let them know that we have our a very special challenge where we're challenging everyone to come pray with us for 15 minutes, 15 minutes a day. All right? Well, God bless you all and start us off here. Amen. We're just going to recap from let's do it for 15 minutes. And as you check your timer. Well, that'll be the time of this broadcast. Whenever our time is up, you will definitely receive it, the cutoff for the time. But for the duration of our broadcast for the day, let's do the 15-minute prayer challenge. And we're going to recap from where we have all gathered together, and we were all together for a very special night and time of prayer. So we're just going to recap for that prayer session and come go with us. And in the meantime, pray with us as we join the prayer warriors on the global broadcast network, and we will pray along with them. God bless you. Yes, Father, after recognizing that we are all sinners, we come and we pray unto you the prayer of repentance. Father, we come right now in the mighty, mighty name of Jesus. We ask you, O God, to look down upon each and every one of us in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we ask your forgiveness for everything that we've ever done wrong. Look upon us now in the mighty name of Jesus. God, for your glory, we ask you to forgive each and every one of us. Forgive us of everything we've ever done wrong in the mighty, mighty name of Jesus. Father, we ask you, hallelujah, to washes in precious blood, cleanses, forgives, make us clean in the name of Jesus. Lord, you said if we would ask this again, that you would forgive and you would cleanse. So we ask your forgiveness for everything we have done wrong, the things that we've neglected, for the things we have committed and omitted, and we ask your forgiveness in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we thank you for forgiving us of our sins and making us whole in the mighty name of Jesus. Ah, yes. And it is so in the mighty name of Jesus. And now we're going to pray. We're going to pray, hallelujah, in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We are going to pray for our families, all of those that are in our region and in our territory. We're going to pray and ask God to help them and to visit them. We pray for our country. We pray for our government and those in leadership. We pray for our president and the first family. We pray for our own cities and towns. We pray that, hallelujah, folks that are suffering everywhere, we pray for them. Pray for those that are experiencing distress in any way, the bereaved family. We lift them up in prayer, and we ask God to help each and everyone. Father, right now, we ask you, O God, you have mercy upon those that are struggling, those that are sick, those that just need a helping hand. We ask you, Father, to do what only you can do. Father, we ask you in the mighty name of Jesus to have mercy now. Go left now to do what only you can do. Father, there's absolutely no one like you. Father, can't nobody do what you do. Father, we lift up those that are in need right now. We lift up those who are stressed out. We lift up those who are feeling destitute right now. In the mighty name of Jesus, those that are sick and shut in, those that just need a miracle, Lord, those that are under the physician's care. In the name of Jesus, we lift them up for you right now, and we ask you, oh God, just have mercy. Deliver in the name of Jesus and set free. Father, do what only you can do in the mighty name of Jesus. And Father, for the list of many that have submitted their requests, we touch in the mighty name of Jesus upon their request, with their hands upon it. In the name of Jesus, and Lord, we ask you to move in a very, very special way. Father, we lift up women, men, boys and girls before you in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, you said in your word, oh God, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, that we could ask anything in your name, and you declared that you would do it. And we give you praise and bless your name. Father, we pray for those who have submitted their request today. Father, we ask you to remember them. Come through in the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, and we thank you right now because there's nobody like you. But you, Jesus, we lift up your name in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord. We give you praise. We bless your name. We thank you right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, we give you praise. We bless your name in the mighty name of Jesus. We give you praise. We give you praise. We give you glory. We give you glory. We lift you up, Lord. We give you praise. Father, there's nobody like you. Father, can't nobody do what you do. Oh, Father, we thank you. So, good Lord, those, oh God, that are experiencing storms in their areas, Lord, and inclement weather. Oh, Father, we lift them up right now before you. Father, that you would protect those that are in the midst of the storm. You would allow the storm to cease. You would allow the storm to be over in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we thank you now. We praise your name. We lift you up. We declare your name in this place. We declare that you are God, and beside you, there is none other. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. Father, we thank you. Father, we thank you. Father, we thank you. Just, hallelujah. Make a way out of no way. In the name of Jesus. Oh, God, for the floods that are just going on, Lord, cause the flooding to cease. In the name of Jesus. With the fires and wildfires and cities that are burning, Father, cause the fire to cease in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, there is storming and thundering and lightning and snowing in other parts. Lord, cause the inclement weather, hallelujah, to cease. In the name of Jesus, we speak peace. We speak peace in the mighty name of Jesus. God, for your glory, we speak peace in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you, Father, for going that extra mile. We thank you, Father, because we know that you love us. We know that you care. We know that we can ask you anything, and we know that it's done dear in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you. Lord, we thank you. Lord, we thank you. Lord, we thank you. Thank you for all of the prayer warriors and all the prayer cells and all the prayer teams that are located all over the world. Thank you for those that are so faithfully at it. Oh, Lord, they're keeping prayer going. We thank you for that. We thank you, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus, for the faithful ones that have been every day, Lord, every day, the sacrifices that are made. Oh, God, we thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for those that are serving for the prayer cells here in the States as well. We thank you, Lord, for their faithfulness. Oh, God, they have been so faithful. Faithfully at it, and we want to say thank you for them. Now, don't forget them. Don't forget them. Bless them. Bless them in a very special way. We thank you for this new day, this new month, oh, Father, and we know above all things, you wish above all things that we may prosper and be in health, even as our soul prosper, and we want to thank you for it, Lord, and we pray this prayer upon every faithful worker. Every faithful worker, Lord, in the name of Jesus, those who have worked in all the prayer cells and the prayer chapters and the prayer groups, Father, we pray this blessing upon them. Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord, according to your wish, above all things, Lord, may they prosper and may they be in health, even as their soul prospers. Father, let their soul prosper this day. Let their soul prosper this month. Every day, Lord, let them meet the challenges in the name of Jesus. Let them be prosperous in their health as well as prosperous in their soul. And we give you praise. We bless your name. Thank you, Father, for this platform. Oh, God, the Black Block Talk Radio platform. Thank you for the founders of this great platform. We thank you for the leaders, the owners. We thank you. I bless them and their families as well, even the more. We give you praise in the mighty name of Jesus. And, Father, we lift up our loved ones to you. You bless them. Oh, God, lift up, oh, God, our husband that you're blessing, Lord. Just continue to heal his body and see him through, oh, God's journey that he is on. We give you praise. We trust you, oh, God, for the victory. And we thank you for what you're doing right now. And, Father, we pray ahead of protection around everyone who's on the side of my voice. Father, in the name of Jesus, we lift up every listener to you. And we pray ahead of protection around each and every one. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, we want to thank you. We want to thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We want to thank you, Lord, because you are that wall of fire round about each and every one of them. Father, you have set your angels round about them. We thank you, Father, for what you're doing even now. We thank you, Father God. Hallelujah, because they dwell in the secret place of the Most High, and they are abiding on the shadow of the Almighty. And we can say without a shadow of a doubt that, Lord, you are our refuge, and you are our fortress, and in you we will trust, and in you they will trust. Father, we, hallelujah, know we can trust you. We know we can trust you because you will trust, you will cover us with your feathers and under your wings. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. We will trust. They shall not be afraid of the terror by night or the fiery God that flies by day. Only with their eyes will they behold and see. Behold and see. Reward, and we thank you for it. We thank you for it. We thank you for it. And we lift up all of these precious people, all of the names that are listed here, as we hold the great book before you. Lord, you see everyone's name. You know the name, you know the request, you know the condition, and we bring it before you. Father, we cannot change anything, but you can. We cannot heal anyone, but you can. The power is in you. And we thank you for all the skills, our doctors and physicians and nurses and all of those, oh God, that are on call and attending to different ones that are hurting. Hallelujah. Yet we know that the power lies within you. You've given them skill and the ability. Father, let them hear you even now as they attend to those that are hurting, to those that are injured, for those that are diseased, for those that, glory be to God, that just need a miracle. And we thank you now. Use their hands, use their feet, use the ability that you've given them to bring glory and honor to you. And Father, we thank you. We thank you for the victory in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you for this first day in the name of Jesus. Thank you for this brand new month in the name of Jesus. Now strengthen your people as you bring help, as you bring aid, as you bring assistance, divine assistance in Jesus' name. And we thank you for it, and we call it done. And help us in each day of this prayer challenge of 15 minutes. Help us to rise to the occasion and meet the call. And we thank you. We love you so much, and we love all of your people. We love all of your people, God, no matter what they look like, no matter the creed, the color, the nationality. These are your people. You have created all, everyone in your image, Lord, and we thank you for your people. Help those that are willing to lead this country to see that you're the same God that has created all of us. You do not want us to be at war, or tearing each other apart, tearing each other apart, and all of the strife and the bickering and the fighting. Father, you come that we might, glory be to God, you've come that we might have peace. You've come that the world can tap into the peace that you give. There's a peace that you bring that surpasses all understanding. And Father, we ask you to have your way, and we speak peace to the heart, to everyone who's listening. And we thank you. Thank you for victory in Jesus' mighty name. Amen, amen. Thank you so much for listening. Dear heart, dear friend, on tomorrow, the Lord say the same. We look forward to being with you again. And why not invite a friend or invite a neighbor to tap in with us and to join us for the 15 minutes of prayer challenge. All right? And until tomorrow, should the Lord say the same, we'll look forward to meeting with you again long about this time. And until then, have a wonderful day. We love you all. Bye-bye.